Hi, this is Chaz from Toro et Moi, and I'd rather be listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Dozens of tenants in NDG are still waiting for information after being evacuated from their homes over a week ago. 15 units in a building on Old Orchard Avenue at the corner of Monkland Avenue were evacuated with only 12 hours' notice after city officials ordered a preventative evacuation over safety issues in the building. Inspection reports show that the company owning the building, Alfaco Management Inc., was made aware of structural issues back in November of 2025. Now, dozens of tenants are in limbo, waiting to hear from Alfaco Inc. about when they are able to re-enter their units or even simply retrieve their belongings. Many tenants are staying at the Evo Temporary Residence Building. Others are housed with family and friends. The evacuation took place during extreme cold temperatures last week. Days before evacuation, multiple residents reported heating had gone out during the cold snap. CJLO connected with two tenants from the building, Claire Anderson and her partner, Tony Golem. They're staying with family now. They say they're unsatisfied with correspondence from Alfaco Management, Inc.
We've been hearing a bit from the city. We've heard nothing really from the owners of the building. Us and other tenants have reached out multiple times, done follow-ups, calls, emails, text, nothing is really getting resolved. We have no timeline, no answers. And I think whenever we do reach out, we're either not getting a response or the response we get is very generic and vague and not answering any of the questions.
But tenants say where Alfaco has been lacking, the city is filling some gaps. They received consolation from NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Morose, who also informed them that Alfaco should be one of the responsible parties for assisting tenants with housing needs. The building is said to be under investigation from the city and undergoing repairs from the company.
They had messaged us letting us know it was the landlord that should be the one taking care of this situation right now. But again, since we're not hearing anything from them, there's not much we could do.
NDG's interim mayor, Sonny Morose, says the evacuation needed to take place.
We didn't take this decision lightly and that we always want to put the safety and security of our residents first.
In an email, city spokesperson Etienne Brunet said an inspection had highlighted, quote, several structural problems, unquote, that confirmed the need for rapid action. She gave no timeline of when residents are allowed back in the building. At the time of this report, Alfaco has not responded to CJLO's request to put someone up for an interview. Alfaco Management Inc. has owned the building since May of 2025. The inspection firm, ORTAM, was hired to inspect the building and reported to Alfaco that the building's conditions were critical and that evacuation needed to take place. That was back on November 3rd. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. Not that it's really psychedelic at this point, because I just play whatever I want. I'm your host, Abraxia. Hope you're having a lovely Thursday afternoon. It is currently 1:04 p.m., and we've got a very special episode for you today. A very special episode for the delights of your eyes and ears, mostly ears, because today is the one and only Stooges special. The Stooges' iconic Detroit proto-punk act with Iggy Pop, if you've ever heard of that crazy man who's somehow still alive. I don't know how he does it. But before we get to that portion of the program, the second half, I've got a selection of fairly recent, within the last few months, Canadian random stuff that I enjoy. So starting it off, we've got an ambient sort of instrumental type thing by Nora Lorway, not a newcomer to this show. It had a song from the EP All This Time, where this is from, a week or two back. But so I hope you enjoy this track of Nora Lorway's entitled North Bay Beach.
Thank you. about the 14th. More than 100 artists from here and abroad will be taking over the bars on Avenue Montreal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. See Proto Martyr, Cap Bambino, Christopher Owens, The Mystery Lights, Lydia Lunch and Mark Hurtado, Sean Nicholas Savage, Emma Becco, Fax, Camilla Sparks, and more. See the full program and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca, a SiriusXM presentation.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2026.
It's 2026 now, bro.
And bro, pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
This is Dan from Painted Black, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal, the best. Thanks.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to CJ. Well, you just heard it. I'm your host, Abraxia, and we are getting through the opening half of the episode, the second half of which, well, the opening half, don't get ahead of myself, is really just a bunch of random tracks I really enjoyed from the last few months that are Canadian. So get all nationalistic about that. But about art, because why not? And but in the second half, we've got a wonderful special on the one and only Detroit's very own one and only Stooges with Iggy Pop. So, or Iggy and the Stooges are sometimes called, but I'm not going to call them that because why would I? But anyway, so the tracks you just heard in order of playing were North Bay Beach by Nora Lorway from Montreal, I believe, and then Vos Yeux et Vos Sourires by Gilles Encore, par Gilles Encore, je dois dire. And coming up next, nous avons beaucoup de musique française, incluant Les Sentiers par Clara Roy Jensen du EP Divinité Profane. Alors j'espère que c'est incroyable. Ok, alors voici Les Sentiers.
J'ai secoué une branche pleine de neige pour décorer tes cheveux d'ébène, des étoiles perdues dans une galaxie inconnue. Je suis astronaute et tu es mon hôte. Ces ficelles noires attachées à ton je ne sais quoi ont changé la trajectoire de ma joie rendue. Que tu as laissé par terre, elles avaient poussé sur Jupiter. Je me suis rendue en volant jusqu'au ciel. Je voulais pour toi cueillir les plus belles. maintenant la clairvoyance est mienne. Je ne veux plus que tu me soutiennes. Et les saisons passent sans s'arrêter. Et les amoureux arrêtent de s'aimer. Je ne veux plus être tienne. Écrire ces paroles me fait de la peine. Rendu illusoire, mon cœur ne bat plus. Y a-t-il de l'espoir, de nouveau un inconnu? What could be good for that conversation could turn into a genuine groove. But all I seem to get is this repetition. The algorithm in blues. Is it a mistake to make a point of reason? Thought a realist who can't stand the news. You laugh at headlines like it's late night TV. Just puts me in a real bad mood. And though I am sick of being the cynic, what about him knows what I've been through? So hard to feel like this life when you live it is really for you. Though I know what I feel in life, well it could be, oh, could be a dream. I know what I see in life, well it should be. To live in that.
Hello, you're listening to Sykes in the 60s, Sykes in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM, Dorian Second Adult Radio Program Broadcast. You're having a lovely Thursday afternoon. It's not Sunday afternoon. It used to be Thursday. My mistake. I hope you'll apologize. I will apologize and you'll accept my apology. But it's not really psychedelic anymore. Whatever. Anyway, so the tracks you just heard in order of playing were Les Sentiers par Clara Roy Jensen, Better Side of Hell from Badge Epoque Ensemble, featuring Mandy Christ, or the other way around, I don't know. And last of all, just now, Watermelon Man by Albert Marquet and Rachel Therrien. And then I did a little harmonica bit just for your enjoyment. So now we are on to the meat of the episode, dear listeners, because we have what you have hopefully been waiting for all of your lives, or maybe a little bit less of that amount of time, unless you were just born. But why would you be listening to student radio if you were just born? Maybe you're just cool like that. Anyway, so we've got an episode, as you might already know if you've been listening, by The Stooges, the one and only Detroit proto punk group, featuring insane How Is He Still Alive Madman Iggy Pop, where you wonder, like, is it all a show, or is it really what he's like when he's rolling around in peanut butter on the stage? But anyway, So we've got several tracks up for you, and first of all is their one of their most famous songs, the opener from their third and final, if you don't count the reunion albums, Raw Power. This is the one and only Search and Destroy.
With a hat full of napalm, I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Back.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's Varian Psychedelic Radio Program broadcast. And yeah, it's a very special episode. You're currently listening to The Stooges. Wait, was I going to do the ad? No, I'll do the ad break after this, whatever. And yeah, so the tracks you just heard in order of playing are all by The Stooges, as you might already know. And the first one that played was Search and Destroy from their album Raw Power. And the second one that played was from the TVI from their album Funhouse. And the third one that played just now was I Want to Be Your Dog, maybe their biggest song, at least on Spotify, from their debut. And so it's kind of funny because the albums came out in the opposite order, you know? The debut, then Funhouse, then Raw Power. So it's kind of funny like that. I don't know. Maybe anyway. So coming up next, we've got a little ad break. My apologies. I hope you're going to be okay with that. Not that it really matters, because you can't talk to me. But yeah. But after that, we've got more Stooges. So what do you know? Isn't life wonderful? It really is. So. Here's some little ads that I hope you don't find too particularly annoying, and then it'll be back to the music. But there's a little bit of music in the ad, so, like, it'll tide you over. It's okay. It's okay. All right.
Located in the heart of Little Burgundy, Universal Negro Improvement Association of Montreal presents Unity in the Community. Marcus Garvey once quoted, "A people without the knowledge of their history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots." Located at 2741 Notre Dame West from February the 15th to March 15th, join us Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 for a vibrant series celebrating the legacy and ongoing contributions of the Black community in Montreal. Hosted by Gordon Weeks and Joe Zamal, each event is designed to engage, educate, and inspire through storytelling, film, and live performance. Discover the rich history, learn from trailblazers, and connect with others passionate about cultural heritage and empowerment. Sunday, February 15th at 3 p.m., join us in a discussion of the genesis and the decline of the English-speaking Black community in Little Burgundy. The presentation is by Julian McIntosh, an unapologetic pioneer of the Montreal Black community. For more, check out uniamontreal334.com.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette from The Evaporators, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal. Doo-doo-da-loo-doo, doo-doo.
Wow, I'm going to play the music in a second, but the UNIA, I didn't realize that was the ad break. I took a course on Malcolm X last fall, and his parents were part of, it was like the first Black nationalist mass movement, at least in North America, and got global and like was in like Africa and all over the place and had like a shipping line for a little while and stuff like that. And they're barely still around, but there is still a chapter in Montreal. And I guess that's an ad by the chapter. That's really cool. Anyway, I'm a history student. Anyway, back to the music. Here is I Need Somebody from the album Raw Power by The Stooges, also known as Iggy and The Stooges, because Iggy Pop is in there and he got famous later. But I'm just going to call it The Stooges, and that's what it is on here. So I hope you enjoy I Need Somebody, because let me tell you, I sure do. Well, I'm your host, Abraxi. I hope you've had a lovely hour during the program. The tracks you just heard in order of playing were I Need Somebody, and then 1970 and L.A. Blues by the Stooges. The first from their album Raw Power, and the last two from their album Funhouse. My favorite of theirs. So, yeah, I hope you've had a lovely hour. And catch me next week, Sunday, 1 p.m. on this station, which you know is CGLO 1690 a.m. Now here is the news.
Hi, this is Remy.